All right, good morning, Chevra. It's good to be back. Post-Pesach, as we head into Sfiras HaOmer. Sorry, there were copy issues, but here we go. We want to thank and acknowledge the Levines, Michelle and David, sponsoring in memory of David's father, Jules Levine, commemoration of his yahrzeit. What number, David? 11th yahrzeit. Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We will learn Le'ilui Nishmato. Okay. So there's a piece in Parshas Achrimos. So one of the things that's interesting about Parshas Achrimos, I was able to lane. Ever since Hirsch left, it's a little bit difficult on the Mondays and Thursdays. You know, we scramble a bit. But Kedoshim, Achrimos, I can lane because Achrimos, I know for sure, it's Yom Kippur. It's the Yom Kippur laning, and it deals with the Yom Kippur service. The problem was, like, I think on Monday I was slipping into Yom Kippur, but whatever. You know, we should take some time until Yom Kippur. But it deals with the entire service. And one of the major parts of the service, as we know, there's the Kohen Gadol, whatever, but you have the two goats, right? You have the scapegoat, right? That's the concept. You have the scapegoat, and you have the Seir Lashem. Oh, yeah, and of course, big yeshu koach to our crew, to our staff, to the kitchen, to all those who set up, to all those who make this possible. It's awesome. Friday morning rocks. Big yeshu koach. So, you have this whole story of the goat. And there's a very famous Ramban that I want to share with you on this. And you'll see the Kli Yakar kind of simplifies it a little bit. You'll see what I mean. But I remember hearing this many years ago. It was a Rishabbos Shuva Drasha that my Rav gave, Rabbi Dahan, in Muncie. And I remember learning this Ramban, and he learned out this Ramban. And it was like, it just made no sense to me. It's a really, really difficult Ramban. You'll see what I mean. It, not from a technical standpoint, from a theological standpoint. Okay? And you'll see what I mean, right? So basically, we know what happens. You have the two goats, right? And then there's a goral. Kohen Gadol draws lots, right? And lottery picks. One is Seir Lahashem, and the other is Lazazel, right? And one goes on the Mizbeach, on the altar, and they're exact. The goats are exactly similar to each other in appearance, in height, and so on. Otherwise, they'd be invalid. They look exactly like twin goats almost. One goes here, and the other goes Biad Ishiti Amidbara, right? Is sent out of the city limits. Some of you might have been on the cliff where they say I've been like in Midbar Yehuda, right outside the Judean desert, right outside Jerusalem, where they'll say, oh, that's the cliff where that they would send the person to with the goat, and then they throw the goat off the cliff, and that's it. And it's a really, first of all, just the practice itself is really odd. It's really strange. And it sounds cultish. It sounds pagan, right? And we have to understand it. So here we go. Says the Ramban. So this is a great Ramban Sefer. Thank you so much. The Ramban, I'm sure you have the art scroll. If you don't, you should get it. It's great. The Hebrew on top and the English, Hebrew English on the bottom. Very, very helpful. So it's a Vigorah Chalazazel. It's a Hargavot Tzukasheh. It's some sharp cliff with kind of sharp rocks that are there, and the animal gets not pretty, right? You don't want to talk about it while we're eating, okay? So he says la'azazel, right? The modern Hebrew, if someone tells you lech la'azazel, it means they don't like you very much, right? Go to hell, not good, nishkid. Amakam akashe baharim yachol biyishub tamalomar hamidbar. Okay, very nice. Turn the page. So he says, Rabbi Avram katab. Rabbi Avram in the Ramban is always going to be who? David? Rabbi Avram in the Ramban? Ibn Ezra. So Rabbi Avram writes, Amar Shmuel, Afal Pisha katub besira chatashu lashem, gam asir mishtalechu lashem. It says, even though it says that the he-goat that's going towards that's going to be sacrificed on the altar, that goes to Hashem. This one goes to Hashem too. If you could really understand the secret here, you'd understand it. I'll explain it to you when you're 33 years old. I'll explain it to you. It's a secret, right? Kabbalistic, something like that. B'nei Rabbi Abraham ne'aman ruach mechase davar. Aval ani arachil megales sodo. Shekvar galu gilu rabbeinu zal oso b'mekamos rabin. So he says, I can't really tell you what's going on. It's a little dangerous. It's a secret. It's an esoteric, mystical part of the Torah. So says the Ramban, I'm gonna be a rachil. I'm gonna be a gossiper. I'm gonna spill the beans. I'm gonna tell you what's going on. Rabbi Abraham didn't want to tell you. I'm gonna tell you what's going on. What is this? So he says, Amar Bereshis Rabba, Venasa Sa'ir Alav, Zet Esav. So the Medrash says that when it says that the Seir, that this goat has all of the sins of the Jewish people, that's talking about Esav. Shenemar Esav Achi Ish Seir. It says, Echa Esav, my brother is a hairy man, whatever, like a goat. And Kol Avonotav, Avonot Tam. Avonot Tam means the sins of Tam. Who is called Tam in the Torah? V'Yaakov. Ish Tam Yoshevo Alim. It's Yaakov. So it's an Esav and Yaakov kind of, epic, eternal struggle. Umeforish Mizeva Pikre Belazar Agadol. Okay, that's nice. Okay, so we have Esav versus Yaakov. So obviously Yaakov is La Hashem, Esav is La Azazel. So the Medrash continues. The Ficha Hayunot Nin Oso L'Samael. So the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that we would give a gift to Samael. Samael is the angel of Esav. Samael is like the Satan, Satan. I give a gift. Shochad b'Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, I bribe Satan. I bribe Samael. Shaloya akevet korbanam, so that Samael doesn't, is in a good mood. I'm going to bribe him like an official, whatever, a corrupt official. I'm going to bribe him so that he doesn't stop the korban of the Jewish people. Shemar goral chala, shemar goral chala azazel, goralo shel hakadosh baruch hu the korban ole, the goral shel azazel sirah chatas. Right. So yeah, each has their own thing. God gets one, and Samael, Satan, gets one. It's really weird. Really weird. It gets weirder. Gemara. The Medrash continues. Ra Samael shalonimtza b'hem chet b'yom kippurim. Samael sees that there's no sins amongst the Jewish people on Yom Kippur. Amar lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, Ribon kol olamim. Yesh lacha amar echad ba'aretz kemalachei asharis shebashamayim. You have a nation on this earth. This is the bad guy. This Samael, the prosecutor, is singing our praises. That you have a nation on this earth that's like angels. Just like angels don't wear shoes, so too we don't wear shoes on Yom Kippur. Just like angels don't eat or drink, so too we don't eat and drink on Yom Kippur. Just as the angels don't sit down, they don't have bent knees. Kfitza here means bent knees. So too, we don't, right? We stand up. And there's a minhag, by the way, a minhag kadmonim, like a hardcore, like super holy minhag, to never sit on Yom Kippur, mamash. To stand the entire time. I don't do that. Mamash asheres shalom mitaveach b'neihem, just as the angels have peace, reigns amongst their people, amongst their legions, kach yitzro shalom mitaveach b'neihem b'yom kippurim, so too, on Yom Kippur, we're sitting in peace and harmony. So, Mamalach Yesharis, keep going. Niki Mikolchei, just as the angels are clean from all sin. Kach Yisrael Niki Mikolchei B'Yom Kippur. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu Shomei Edutan Shel Yisrael Mina Kategor Shelahem. And God hears the testimony about the Jewish people from their prosecutor, from Samael. He's in a good mood. Umechaper, and Hashem's like, fine, you're atoned. Umechaper Mizbech Mikdash Val Kohanim Val Kol HaMakal. Everyone's happy. So what happened? We bribe him, and he's in a good mood. And he says, oh, the Jewish people are wonderful. Hashem, these are the best people. They're wonderful. Give me some more meat. Right? That's what's going on. What? V'zehu sod ha'inyan. And here's the Ramban says, here is what's going on. Here's the secret. Ki ayu ovdei Elohim acherim, hema malachim. Elohim Achirim. The Jews in Egypt were serving other gods. Who were they serving? They were serving angels. They were worshiping the angels of God. If you think about it, right? When you think about idolatry, and specifically, right, in the ancient world, take ancient Egypt. What are they worshiping? The sun. They're worshiping the moon, the Nile. They're worshiping these heavenly bodies. I mean, a lot of, you know, the heavenly bodies. But the idea is that they're worshiping intermediaries. They were worshiping angels in Egypt. Olsim lem karbanot, they would sacrifice to them, and that's what they did. Vine, I'm on the next paragraph. I'm on the top, by the way. I'm sure you could look at the bottom. Vine Torah asra legamri kabbalas elohim tam lechol avod elohim. But the Torah, you know, unequivocally said, you can't serve the angels. You don't serve celestial beings. You serve God, right? Doesn't work like that. Aval tziva kodesh baruch b'yom kippurim. However, on Yom Kippur. Now, according to us, Satan, Satan, Samael, what is he? He's an angel. Samael, right? Just like there's Michael, there's Gabriel, there's all the, you know, there's an angel, Samael, right? So, it's an angel. So what about on Yom Kippur? We could go ahead and we're going to sacrifice to an angel? That doesn't make any sense. How can we do it? You're not allowed. It's avodah zarah. It's idolatry. It's pagan. So he says on Yom Kippur, Shenishalach sa'ir b'mibar l'sara moshel b'mikomod ha'churban. The idea is send something into the midbar, into the desert, to the angel that rules, that has jurisdiction over desolate places. Samael is the source of all, you know, death and destruction. All the bad stuff that we don't want, you know, the plagues, we know about plagues, right, and fighting and strife, and that's what desert represents, desolation, right? It's a place where you can't, it's uninhabitable, right? You can't live there. Why? There's death and destruction. It's just there, right? So there are these sort of like angels, right, of destruction. They're destructive forces that live in that space. That's what Samael represents. War, all the stuff going on, Nebuch, in the world. V'aklal nefesh legalgal ma'adim, and they say he's like, he's connected to the planet Mars. Mars is what color? Red. You could ask Elon Musk, right? That's the next move after Twitter, right? It's the red planet. Why? So the Gemara talks about how a person who's born under the mazel of Ma'adim, born under the red planet, is have an inclination to be a shedder of blood, right? So they say, instead of being a murderer, go ahead and be a doctor. Go ahead and be a mohel. Go ahead and be a shochet. But that's the idea, right? It's connected to that. And what animal is connected to this sort of, you know, demon? He talks about demons now, mazikin, you know, evil spirits. A goat. You ever see like these medieval depictions of a satanic figure? What does it look like? It has like a head of a goat. This is Solomon. This is the Ramban. It's 1200, Spain, right? He's Christian. There was a Muslim Spain, Christian Spain. Like this is the milieu. He's like, here, this is what's going on. Okay, great. So we're going to have pictures that we're giving to Satan. And we know the difference between the Jewish idea of Satan, of Satan, and the Christian notion, right? The Jewish notion is, I don't want to get into like semantics, but the Jewish notion is Satan is an angel of God, not an outside operator of God's jurisdiction. In the Christian world, it's like, oh, I'm like, you know, Satan, and I'm an outside operator. I'm like a fallen angel, but I operate outside the realm of God. We don't believe that. Samael works for God, right? For whatever reason, there are reasons that things have to happen in the world. Okay, very nice. So what does it mean? He says, "Ve'ena kavana v'sa'ir mishaleach she'e korban me'itano elav chalila." We can't. There's no way we're giving a sacrifice to Satan on Yom Kippur. That's the worst thing in the world. We want tshuva. We want kapara, atonement. So we're going to serve avodah zarah. We're going to. It's ridiculous. That doesn't make sense. Aval kishetiyeh kavanaseinu la'asos ritzon bar'enu she'tzivanu mekach. No. The idea is we want to serve God. God told us to do this, and He gives a mashal. He gives a parable to a king that makes a feast. And at the feast, he said, look, I want you to hang out. I want you to enjoy the feast, right? Enjoy the breakfast, everything, whatever. And do me a favor. Give a little, here, take a little little to-go bag and give it to that guy over there. The Nebuch over there. Just give it to the Nebuch. That's what's going on. That's Samael. Right? On Yom Kippur, Hashem is saying, look, we're doing a korban. You're giving it to me. Amazing. Do me a favor. I want you to give a little to that person. It's me. It's from me. We're doing Hashem's will. We're doing Hashem's bidding. We're not giving him a korban, right? Hashem said we should do this. This is what we should do. You know what? You know what I want you to do on some level? I want you to acknowledge that, you know, let's be honest, right? Are you really like an angel? Yeah, on Yom Kippur, you're acting like an angel. Are you really? You're not really an angel. So you know what? Why don't you acknowledge that exists? Acknowledge that you're not perfect. And now continue. Look at page 410. Turn the page. Vizetama goralot. And that's why you have these goralot. That's why you have the lots. Ki ilu haya kohen makishotan bepela Hashem el azazel. Because if the kohen were to get up and say, this korban, this is for God in the temple. And this korban, this is for Satan. Yeah, then we're giving, I sound like the church lady from, SNL. Remember church lady? Satan, right? This is for Satan. You can't say that. We don't say that because that's not what's going on. No, they're both for God. Then it's as if we'd be worshiping Satan. You take these two identical goats. You stand them next to each other. Petach o'moed, at the entrance to the Holy of Holies. Kishneim atan l'Hashem, they're both gifts to God. Hashem is like, yeah, okay, I want you to do this with one, and I want you to do this with the other. And that's why they draw the lots, because they're both godly, right? It's not like we're giving some sort of, bribe to Satan. We make it very clear, this is about God, this is not about Satan, this is not Christianity, this is not, pagan worship. This is Judaism. And that's the pshat. V'tigay monkulas, the next paragraph, l'shma da v'la'azazel. Ki ha'echad l'shem Hashem v'lo lo, v'ashin l'azazel v'lo l'shmo shel azazel. Right? Again, it's one is for Hashem, and the other is, it's going there. It's not for him. This is where it's going. And then he talks about how, like, there are certain things, certain mitzvot, that the nations of the world look at us and say, what the heck is wrong with you guys? Or like, you guys are just like us. What are they? Shatnez. The woolen linen. You ever go to like Bloomingdale's? Like, we check for shatnez, right? I mean, it's pretty amazing now. So like, we don't wear woolen linen. We don't know what, I don't know, right? It's a chok, as we say, right? Upara aduma. Para aduma, the red heifer. Like, again, what does that mean? And seir mishtaleach is one of those things. The scapegoat is one of those ideas that, like, the nations of the world will say, oh, look, you guys are just like us. Look, you're giving carbono to Satan. You're Satan worshippers. It's worse. Maybe we're worse than Christianity, right? You're Satan worshippers. We're a satanic cult. Chas v'shal. Right? God forbid, that's not what it is. And he proves it. He goes ahead and proves how it's not the case, and that's not why it's happening. But again, there's this idea, there's this notion where Hashem is saying, I want you to acknowledge that there evil exists in this world. I want you, meaning that's not separate and apart from God, but I want you to acknowledge that you're not perfect. You're sitting there and you're like, you're wearing a kittel and you're dressed in white and you're standing up and you're davening and you're acting, you're a holy roller. It's beautiful. It's one day. I want you to acknowledge that maybe that's one day, but, there are 364 other days in the year where, you're doing stuff, you're not perfect, right? And you are tainted. And I think that's the idea, right? There has to be some acknowledgement, right? We have to be honest with God. There has to be an acknowledgement that Samael does play a role in our lives. And maybe I did act in a way that I'm not proud of or ways that I should or shouldn't have acted. And by the way, what do we do right before Kol Nidre? What do we say? What do we say?
No.
We say before Kol Nidre, I want you to know that we are allowed to pray with the sinners. Usually, we're not allowed to pray with sinners. Today, we're allowed to pray with sinners. Who are we talking about? Us. We're the sinners. Right? That's what it is.
Rabbi,
so, just fascinatingly, yeah.
Seems like there's a relationship between Samael and the Yetzer Hara.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that like...
Absolutely.
What
they say Satan, Yetzer Hara, Samael, all one and the same. Absolutely. Shkoyach. And the Ramban continues. You could see just the last little bit over here, where he says something really interesting. He says, I had to say this I have to say this because it's on page bottom of 413. He says, I have to say this because there are people, you know, below Chalaf Aresh Ki Ayinu Tzrichim Lachsom Pi. It's like, I can't go any further. I said the most that I can, but I can't go further. Ki Ayinu Tzrichim Lachsom Pi Amitchakim V'teva Nimshachim Acharei Yevani. There are people who are drawn. The reason why I had to, like, go here and explain this is because there are people who are drawn after the Yevani, the Greek. Who's the Greek we're talking about? Not Jimmy the Greek. Who are we talking about? Remember Jimmy the Greek? Yeah. We're talking about Aristotle, right? The Greek, the philosopher Aristotle. And they say, because, oh, you know, if this doesn't make sense, the rationalists, right, among us, and they say, come on, if this doesn't make sense, you know, this is ridiculous, this is a pagan, this worship, whatever. Okay. Now, there should be one more page here, right, of the Kli Yakar. And the Kli Yakar, as we round this out, the Kli Yakar is going to simplify it, I think. You know, because this is still very esoteric. Like, it's very like, okay, Samael, we're not giving a bribe, but we are giving a bribe, but maybe we are, and we're not. It's about God, and okay, very nice. Says the Kli Yakar. Goral echad l'Hashem. So it's the back page. Goral echad l'Hashem, goral echad l'Azazel. Near Nador, sheshnei asirim elu domim mamash lishnei gedaye izim sha'asa Yaakov v'Yitzchak. It's brilliant. What are these like? These are like the two goats that were made for Yitzchak. When he asked for the blessing, we only think about the one. He got two. He got one from Yaakov, and then a second one from Esav. Right? He got doubles. V'asa se'echad matamim kasher hevach omer, v'zeh chelko shel Samael, shenitan lo shochai kadei sheyikabel Yaakov abrachos, so he says, you know what these two are representing? He's like, there's no question that Yitzchak wanted to, you know, there was that physicality that Yitzchak wanted. So one of them went for that physicality for the brachos, and shenitan lo shochai kadei sheyikabel Yaakov the brachos, right? So you get the blessing, he butter him up. And apparently the other one was a Pesach LaHashem. Because they say, they say that that day, the day that Yaakov gave the bracha, Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov, and you know that whole thing, that happened on the first night of Pesach. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that nice? So he says, Amar Yitzchak bini otzros tlalim niftachim ayom, right? He said, look, the gates of, you know, of wisdom are opening tonight. I need to bless you. Therefore, for generations, for these with these goats, Samael will get his peace. Meaning, Yaakov, Esav was ultimately, yes, he did get a bracha in the end, right? He came late. He got a different bracha. He got a different bracha. But we're going to take what we need, right? Spirit, the spiritual, and he got a different bracha. Kedeshi kabel Yaakov chelkum nigora l'ashel Hashem. V'chein smacham amedrash omer gedoye izim tovim. Tovim l'cha sh'ayedeim tekabel abrachas, tovim l'vanecha sh'ayedeim mitkaprim b'yom kippurim. A beautiful medrash that says that, you know, bring gedaye izim tovim to goats. Why are they tovim, right? Double. Why are they tovim? They're good for you now for the brachos, and they're good for your children ultimately and for generations to come. You'll be mitkaper through this gedi, right? So it harkens back to biblical times. It harkens back to that eternal struggle, as we discussed, between Yaakov and Esav, and the lives that we're meant to lead, and the lives maybe that others, you know, are going to be meant to lead in a different kind of way. And yes, we want brachot that are physical, but we also want brachot that are spiritual. Yet Esav's brachot was only physical, right? It was coarse, it was base. And that, it brings the last thing, the nafsa asariya alavet kol avonotam, which we saw already, avonot tam, the sins of the tam of Yaakov, ubedinhu ki kolam achti arab micheid arab mtolibo viyadush she Samael tamin mishtadel achti et Yisrael. We know that Samael or the Satan or Yetzirah always wants to make a sin. V'chein Esav Edom kol mezimotav lachti et Yisrael mitzad birkas vaya kasher taridu farakta ulo. He always wants to get us down, knock us down, so that it could bring him up. Because it's like there's this yin and yang between Yitzchak and Yaakov and Esav. Alkein ra'u liton alav kol avonot b'nei tam lomar she Yaakov mitzido tamim hu im Hashem, to say that we are wholesome with Hashem. And it's your fault that we sin. Yetzahara, Satan, Samael. Alkein tisa et chatatam el Samael. Therefore, we're going to give all the sins to you. It's your fault. You did it. You gave it to us. Saru shalesam, shenikra ish sa'ir, like a sa'ir mishalech, like the goat. Ushlichatol eretz gezeirah, do memamash lamasha amar, v'ratzvoni archik me'alechem yidachtiv el eretz siyah shmama. And the idea of sort of throwing them away, getting rid of them to a desolate place. V'shilachot tov yad ishi tiyom rabosenu, zeshi hiya ito lamut v'zorashah. Whatever, they gave it to this person, and he's holding on to it, and so on and so forth. But it gives us a different account of this sort of very complex theological principle, and puts it in a different kind of context. A context that's eternal, that always, it's the difference between Yaakov and Esav, and the kinds of lives that we'd like to lead, and the kind of lives that, you know, unfortunately are led by an Esav-centered person. And no better time, no better day than Yom Kippur. The one day a year where we could focus on those things that we should look at, where we come from, who we are, and where we want to go. Not to an Eretz Gezerah, not to a desolate place, but to a place of godliness, to a place of holiness, to a place where we are, once again, tamim im Hashem Elokecha, wholesome in our service with God. Rabbi Chananel Mekashrim, Etz Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mezakos Es Yisrael.